The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and at once she stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." Jesus said to him in reply, "Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" And when he had said this, all of his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. I just worry about this echo. I want to say, regarding this gospel, clearly the Lord has remarkably pointed out the legalism of his day, which was that in some ways people seem to care more about their animals than about one another. And that wasn't even in an era when so many people had pets like we do today. But there is this, there was lots of legalism about the Sabbath observances, and people had gotten all uptight and anxious, and they tended to use the Sabbath rules to afflict each other and sort out who was really pious from those who weren't. And a lot of the Sabbath regulations were not of divine origin at all. They were of human origin and human interpretation. And we have to, I think, be careful about this in our own Catholic faith, because we do have lots of rich traditions, and we have lots of practices, novenas and special prayers and lots of things that we can do. And just like anything, the devil can get in there and kind of mix it up. And we tend to judge each other, I do this but you don't, and somehow I'm better than you are. And sometimes it's not even about things that God has absolutely required of us. So again, we sometimes abandon the bigger law, which is charity, for some smaller thing. The greatest love, or the greatest law, is to love one another. And so we have here this example of Jesus in the synagogue, and the woman being cured. Now, I'm a great believer in Sabbath rest. I hope you are too, but we certainly have set this aside in our time. Some of us are old enough to remember a time when there were these so-called blue laws. I say that as I look out at a sea of blue this morning. But the blue laws were a collection of laws about, well, many things, but among them that required many stores and other places to be closed on Sunday. And of course, the secularists got involved, and this was all done away with. And by the way, very little protest at the time from the church. We just weren't very organized and thinking very. We were worried more about furniture in the church and liturgy and all of that. We were having lots of internal arguments at the time, and we allowed these blue laws to just go away, sort of unremarked by the church. Now. The thing is that I personally miss that, and I regret that so many people now have to work on Sunday. to keep stores and restaurants and everything open for our convenience, and so on. So again, there is a great value in the Sunday rest. But on the other hand, to start beating each other up about what you can do and not do on Sunday and what's work and what isn't and so on begins to move us past the mark. The Lord reminded the people of his time that the Sabbath was made for man, not against him. And all these uptight, anxious rules about what you could do and what you couldn't do and so on had somehow set aside the real law, which was for us to have a day to really relax and enjoy family and friends and obviously worship God, and that's what it's for, instead to beat each other up about all the legalisms and to completely set aside the law of love. So, well, I and perhaps you are great believers in Sunday and observance and so on. We should hold that on the one hand, but we need to balance it with a great love for one another, which is really what the Sabbath rest is all about. One of the great losses of Sunday for many of us now that these shopping centers and everything are open is that we miss that time of family together. I have fond memories of Sundays as a child where we would go to church early and be back. And Mom and Dad and I used to, you know, we'd have this little thing we called Sunday brunch and a little relaxing time. And Mom and Dad would have some time they called the parents' hour. And they would go in the living room and read the paper and drink coffee, and we kids were sort of expected to sort of leave them alone for about an hour so they could just relax. And then Mom would have a fairly decent, you know, large-sized dinner around 4 or 5 in the afternoon on Sunday. It was just family time. We just sort of spent it together. And that is kind of lost today, isn't it? And so, again, to worship God and to enjoy the fruits of our labor, to be able to rest and relax, is a very great blessing. So we hold that on one hand. And yet, on the other hand, we need to avoid, you know, being really nasty and ugly about each other and saying, you can't do this, you can't do that, and so on. So, again, this is just another example of this need to hold everything in proper balance. Orthodoxy is ultimately about balance, isn't it? Heresy is to take one thing and make it the whole thing. Heresy is about picking and choosing certain truths and excluding others. And orthodoxy is about holding all the truths and keeping them in proper balance. By the way, you can go to the blog. I just wrote an article on this. So there in the blog that I authored. But there it is, you see. So again, today, the Lord simply encourages us to be orthodox, truly orthodox, not just stingy about rules, strict about rules, but holding the whole thing. Love, appreciation, family and love, and cherishing those things, along with a concern for not doing unnecessary work, and love. Just keeping them all in this proper balance. Amen.